Hello, my name is Melissa Rowland-Smith, and we're here at Justice at Humber with the Faculty Bites. I'm here with one of our professors, Emma Smith. If you'd like to introduce yourself.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. My name is Emma Smith, and I'm a part-time faculty here at Humber, and I've been working here at Humber for 2 years. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for joining us. So first question is, how do you deal with stress?
Well, I think it's really easy for stress to snowball and increase when you're not working to compartmentalize and determine a priority and how to solve the problem. So what I try to do is to take a step back, look at the bigger picture, and then create a list of goals and tasks that I need to work through. And I find once you complete one task, even if it's something really small, you know, finishing a little minor assignment or submitting something online, whatever it is, you get the sense of accomplishment, and that helps to propel you further to complete and accomplish all the lists on your, or the tasks on your list. So that's one way to do. And another strategy is we all have such busy lives, and I think it's really important to take a step back from school and from your commitments and to actually have fun. And that's always challenging for me. You know, fun isn't going to the gym or, you know, taking a shower or whatever. Yeah. Fun is about going out and doing something, exploring something new, engaging in a different activity, meeting different people. Whatever gives you that joy, scheduling that time in will really help affect your mood, and you'll find that you can focus and get through tasks easier.
Do you feel like that would be a good key for first-year students to kind of start to fulfill, like if they start time management in first year, you think that might help them through their career in school?
Absolutely. For first-year students, for any year students, I think it's time. School is so hectic. There's so many different responsibilities both here at Humber and in our personal lives, and I think it's a really good strategy to get started at right away. It's okay, what is I'm, of course, promoting responsible fun here, but what is something that you enjoy doing, a hobby, and keep doing that. Incorporate it into your daily life.
Perfect. So since you're a professor, what do you believe is the best way to receive a reference from a professor in the criminal justice degree program?
Sure. So first of all, you want to select people who will serve as a strong reference for you. You want to pick someone who can speak to your strengths, your accomplishments, and your working skills. Someone in a managerial role or someone or a teacher could serve as a good reference. The best approach is to either speak to them in person or to send them a professional email requesting if they would serve as a reference for you. So don't assume anything, but ask if they would be willing to, and be prepared for whatever answer that may come. And most professors, everyone will give you as honest an answer as they feel if they could support you or not for a reference. Be very clear with your expectations and your motivations for being a reference, and you want to ask them what is the preferred method for them to contact, or for your agency, or for whoever you're giving the reference to contact your reference. So some people would prefer to be contacted via email or via phone, so make sure you give your reference that option to give you that information. And most importantly, you need to keep them in the loop of what's going on. So if you're using them for a reference for a placement position or a future work position, tell them about it. Where's the agency that you're applying to? What's the position like? Give them the details and then fill them in as your progress while you go for the job interview and you secure the position.
Awesome. So since you've been through education yourself and now you're a professor, what are some things or something that you know now that you wish you knew when you were pursuing your own education?
Sure. I think that everything happens for a reason. It's such a very simple idea, but at times it's really hard to grasp. And the idea of trying to approach obstacles in your education as opportunities for growth and change. You may get a grade that you don't like, you may be having challenges figuring out what career path you want to take, but going and trying these different avenues and adjusting to it will eventually lead you down the right path for your career. And I wish I would have known that when I was debating, did I want to go into human resources or non-for-profit, and then eventually landed on criminology. I wish I would have known this knowledge back then. And I think it's important to remember that figuring out your career choice is a process. And it's okay not to have all the answers right away, especially even in your first year coming in, or even in your fourth year, if you're still kind of debating on a few ideas of different avenues to take. But allow your passion and your interest to help guide you towards finding career options. And I know from my experience working in the placement department that placement program provides such a wonderful opportunity for students to sort of experiment with different avenues to go into for their careers. So that's some stuff I wish I would have known.
So since you do deal with such a wide variety of students since you're in the placement, what makes the best student, or what are some components that a best student has?
Sure, and I'll list a few of them. First of all, attending class is a huge thing. It's important that your professors know who you are, know your name, and that they see that you're wanting to be there. Not to mention that you pay for this education, so it's key that you show up. Actively participating in class, showing initiative and answering questions. I think questions is a key point. It's okay if you don't understand something, or you want clarity for something, or even just to add your own perspective that you've learned from reading the morning newspaper or whatever it is, sharing those in the classroom is really encouraging for me as a professor, and I really appreciate that. So those are some of my best students, although best is sort of an ambiguous term. Those are some skills that I really encourage students to embrace.
Perfect. So since you are a professor, you might have some material that you might consider dry, or what motivates you to keep lecturing and keep being involved as a professor?
Sure. I think about this question in terms of my own work and my own, I'm currently completing my PhD and I'm doing my own research, and when I think about what motivates me, it's this need to positively contribute to our society. And it's the power of writing and research and the difference that work can make when you put it out there in the world. I'm fully aware that not everyone in the world will have access to my writing, and that I'm not going to change drastic lives. But maybe subtle shifts in policy, or even subtle shifts in one's way of approaching a topic about the media and crime in my field. That is a huge difference for me, and that's what keeps me motivated during my long studying and writing process as a student. And I think it's very important that we share and appreciate the different perspectives of people in the world. And that's something that I'm constantly working on and trying to develop in my courses, but also in my own research, and something I really promote to students, and that we embrace different perspectives, because that's how we learn from one another. So that it's this need to constantly be learning and challenging myself. Yeah, I mean, doing post-secondary education is a challenge. We've all set ourselves up with this goal, of course, to obtain work at the end and a stable career, but it's also we're challenging ourselves in the moment, and I really like that. I get a kick out of it.
Oh, that's amazing. That's a great motivation to just like make a change. I feel that might be similar with everybody in different fields, so I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.